Cuba is known for many things. The Castros, of course, doctors, baseball players, music, and dancers. So let's take a look at what newly restored diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba mean for the island's fabled ballet scene. Fabled largely because of 93-year-old Alicia Alonso. She was a prima ballerina with the American Ballet Theater in the 1940s, and then later returned to Cuba and founded what became the Ballet Nacional de Cuba, a school that produced some of the world's best dancers. José Manuel Carreño is one of those dancers. He danced for Alonso and is former principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater. He's now artistic director of Silicon Valley Ballet based in San Jose, California, and he joins us. José, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first of all, what does this warming of relations between the U.S. and Cuba mean for Cuban dancers?
I mean, I see it as a good thing. I see it as a great opportunity for Cuban dancers also, you know, to explore and dance with other companies. Many dancers that have been defecting and dancing in the United States in other companies. But I guess this will open up the relation with Cuba, and I see as a great thing.
What would you describe as the Cuban style of dance, if there is any one particular style?
We have influence in the past from the Russians. Alicia took, you know, good things from the French school, from Italian school. And, you know, it's a very, very solid. They have very good technique. But on top of that, I mean, we learn a lot of things. We learn about, you know, how to respect different kind of dancing styles and discipline.
Yeah. So now, what do you think might be the dreams of young dancers in Cuba?
It's funny because, you know, always the ballet school has always been a very special school. A school where a lot of young kids, they want to get in. And one of the reasons, I mean, the school is very special is because, you know, how much you learn in that school. I remember when I was in the school, I used to learn music. I used to do piano. I have physical training. I learned French. I mean, there were so many things that you don't learn in a regular school. So that school was really, really something really special.
I was thinking how, I mean, for those people who love dance, they know a lot about dancers in various companies in the United States. But on average, is it fair to say that ballet dancers, you know, and I'll keep it in the United States, are just not as appreciated or well-known as Cubans know who the great Cuban dancers are?
I mean, we have in Cuba such a huge tradition that everybody knows. You know, when you talk in Cuba about the National Ballet of Cuba, when you talk about Alicia Alonso, everybody knows who you're talking about. I think that's a woman, that's a company who's been dancing all over the country, all over the island, everywhere, even in the smallest stage. So everybody knows about the National Ballet of Cuba, about Alicia Alonso. And I do. I mean, I actually, every time I go to Cuba, I feel like one of those famous sport guys, international, everywhere. Everybody, you know, recognize me. Everybody knows who I am, what I have done, what am I doing.
What do you think it is about ballet that speaks so powerfully to the Cuban people?
Do you know, ballet is an art, it's a form that is expressive. You don't even have to talk. And for me, one of the most pleasant and rewarding thing in my life is to dance for an audience, and I could see at the end of that show they either smiling or they're crying. So when you see something like this, it really gets into me. You know, it's like I have done something to make people feel better.
Well, you're artistic director of the Silicon Valley Ballet. Would you ever plan to take your company there, to Cuba, to tour?
Definitely. That's definitely one of my goals. I beat that goal when I was at ABT, and I realized another of my dreams, who was to dance with ABT in Havana. We went to one of these international ballet festivals in Havana in 2010, and, you know, that was really amazing. Everybody always been, you know, we're talking about ABT and American Ballet Theater, but to see it alive in Cuba was one of the most exciting things I have ever done in my life. And now I feel the same thing. You know, they have a ballet festival in 2016, next year. And I already been invited by Alicia to bring the company. So this is another goal, another thing that I'm really looking forward, especially now at this time that, you know, that relation is getting closer, you know, everything is up and up. I think it will be the best time, the perfect time, you know, to go and dance in Havana.
Well, Jose Manuel Carreño is former principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater. He's now artistic director of Silicon Valley Ballet. Jose, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you.